Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
If the legislative session were a football game, I would say we're at the end of the fourth quarter with seconds to go and several bills on the one-yard line. As you know, the legislature adjourned last Thursday, at which time all eyes turned toward the governor's office. At this point, there are still 300 bills on the governor's desk, several of which we're watching closely. Among those are House Bill 268 to make it easier to reconcile in the midst of divorce proceedings, Senate Bill 100 to require women contemplating an abortion to be offered the chance to view an ultrasound of their baby before the procedure, and House Bill 500, which would ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks, and finally, Senate Bill 354, which would bring Montana's antiquated ban on infanticide into the 21st century. All of these bills are important, and all of them are in serious danger of being vetoed. Senate Bill 354 is a great example. Despite the fact that national polls show that 70% of Americans support a ban on killing children after they're born, groups like Planned Parenthood and the ACLU have set up a full-court press to stop these bans from becoming law. Just last week, Governor Roy Cooper, a Democrat from North Carolina, vetoed a ban on infanticide. The veto was then subsequently overridden by the North Carolina Senate. Governor Cooper said that the ban was unnecessary, redundant, and dangerous because it might criminalize doctors for a practice that simply does not exist. An argument countered by State Representative Pat McElraft, a phlebotomist who testified to seeing newborns who survived abortions being abandoned to die in the hospital where she worked. The same revelation was made in testimony right here in Montana when Senator Al Olszewski, a surgeon from Kalispell and sponsor of Senate Bill 354, was testifying on his bill before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Opponents such as Planned Parenthood and the ACLU claim the practice is already illegal, but those protections are incomplete and out of date. Section 50-20-108 of the Montana Code protects premature infants born alive. The problem is the law only applies if a person causes the death of a premature viable infant. This is called an act of commission. It does not apply to acts of omission or a failure to act, as in the case of an infant born alive who is naturally allowed to expire. Senate Bill 354 creates an affirmative duty of care where medically appropriate care must be given to any viable infant born alive, whether they are wanted or unwanted. It's sad that we're even having this debate, but having it we are, not just in Montana, but across the nation and even in the halls of Congress. If you believe it's just plain wrong to kill children after they're born, then please call Governor Bullock and ask him to sign Senate Bill 354. That number is 444-3111. That's 444-3111. Please call right now. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.